This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live indeed. This is your live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Big with Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can call in and talk about whatever you want, just like you can any night of the week between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, because we're here doing the thing, taking the calls. Because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. I'll give you the number one more time, 855-450-3733. And we'll just go right into the stories. Guys, sure. I've got a story here from BusinessInsider.com. A top Biden staffer has accused Facebook of shredding the fabric of our democracy.
Oh, a Biden staffer? Not even a Trump guy this time?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Now, I'm not arguing this point.
Well, I think our democracy should have been made of something more durable than fabric.
Yet another sign the social media giant should fear the new administration. Now, I mean, I think that it's pretty clear that most of the people in Silicon Valley, the ones we hear about, are probably, you know, they were Biden folks, and they were the ones
guaranteed they were Biden folks.
Yeah, drinking the champagne and dancing in the streets and these sorts of things when Biden won. Screw COVID.
Funny how it just takes a day off from time to time.
Yeah, COVID just takes a day off. Don't worry about it.
It's not a super spreader event.
Because it's a Democrat event. Super yes. spreader events are only Republican events.
That's what the science bears out, Mark.
It's a very partisan virus. A very partisan virus.
Just look at the... Just listen to the experts.
I mean, yes.
Did Biden come down with COVID? No.
No!
Did Hillary come down with COVID? No. It's
neither
a
of
very
them,
partisan virus.
Neither of them... Neither of them... campaigned. So that's there you go. And I mean,
which is, which is more evidence that staying home and hiding out is effective at not getting the virus.
The one thing I will say about that I sort of agree with the Trump campaign on is one of the Trump staffers, somebody like that, said something to the effect of, it just doesn't make sense how a guy who could stay home in his basement most of the election could get elected. And that much I agree with. It just doesn't make sense. It
really
boggles the mind.
Have you heard that man talk?
Who, Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Well, he's
I mean, that
a little
was
bit
obviously
of a mess.
The best possible strategy for him.
It clearly was the best possible strategy.
Well, I considered it to be the silent majority, right? Because because the Trump supporters were always out, vocal, rallies, in your face, the whole Trump train, choo-choo, right? Driving down the street in their pickup trucks.
Well, I think that was kind of 50-50. So, like, in everyday conversation, that's true. But, I mean, as far as Trump supporters went, in everyday conversation, I'm betting you the vast majority of them would never admit that they liked Trump.
Okay.
Whereas every now and again, they get to let their Trump flag fly, so they're going to go all out for it.
Okay. Fair enough, but that would be the vocal minority, right? The people who really supported Biden were less likely to go to those rallies because they were hiding out in their basement fearing COVID, along with dear leader Joe Biden. Right. And so when they voted by mail and didn't go to the polls, seemed to bear out what their overall position was in life right now. So non-vocal, silent, but majority, because he won the popular vote, allegedly, so far.
Yeah, I'm going to go with allegedly on that one, because
I'll caveat it as much as you want, man.
I don't usually trust election results anyway. This
right.
one least of all.
Yeah, I don't know what, I won't say one way or the other, but, I got my, it certainly didn't seem like Biden had the support. And this is one thing I would say, is that whether you like, you know, Biden or Trump or whatever, it seemed abundantly clear that Trump had the deeper support, the more passionate support. People are showing up to his events and these kind of things. And yeah. I do kind of feel like, you know,
vocal majority. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, shouldn't there be something in the system for voting that kind of takes into account how much the people that want what the candidate they want?
Like a weighted vote? I like Trump 10, but you only like Biden 5, so mine counts for twice?
That, something like that.
Well, I mean, if you have a sufficiently cynical view of democracy like I do, then yes, it really does. Because really, what we're doing here, much like, you know, on a pirate ship, we're doing a, well, I mean, sure, maybe that guy with two peg legs who doesn't hear so well and, like, you know, claps at things that aren't there. Maybe that guy's not going to be as good in a fight as, you know, a fully, you know, limbed person. But on average, when you do a vote for captain, more or less whoever wins is probably going to win in a mutiny.
Could you not then just make the case that that weighted vote is the Electoral College?
Well, perhaps, if the Electoral College didn't have to do what they were told to do, so no, I don't think you really could. I mean, in half the states in the United States, the Electoral College is bound by law to vote for the direction the state went.
Okay, but so, I mean, in the last election, Trump won the Electoral College vote, but lost the popular vote. So
no, because Vermont is probably the most weighted state in so much as it's your vote counts a lot in Vermont towards the Electoral College. It's always going to go blue, but it counts a lot. So it doesn't matter whether somebody in Vermont cares a lot or cares a little about Biden.
Okay.
And I think the founders had something when they said, you know, landowners. I mean, I don't think it necessarily should be based on your race, but I mean, a landowner makes some sense to me. Somebody's got some skin in the game.
Fair.
As opposed to just sort of,
yeah, I'm going to take the extreme opinion and say it absolutely shouldn't be, rather than not necessarily. But yeah, no, I get what you're saying as far as, like, you're invested in the country. And there's another argument that says, well, if I can get drafted, then I ought to have a say.
Sure.
And I mean, as far as like the waiting your vote for the Electoral College, I think there's a little bit of that in just a matter of like, okay, well, this state could decide to secede. So the state gets a little bit extra for being a state. So like Montana doesn't have that many people, but they might decide like, yeah, we're going to be part of Canada now.
So they get more votes to prevent them from defecting to Canada?
Exactly.
Well, okay. They do get more votes in the Electoral College as opposed to, who knows why they do. I mean, you know, you can decide what the reason is, but they do get more as a percentage of population compared to, say, California.
Well, okay. And a lot of that has to do with the structure that this had, you know, once upon a time when states were states instead of glorified federal counties.
Right. I always thought that Heinlein had an interesting idea, which was only the people who'd been in the military got to vote. And, you know, I mean, it was a hyper-militaristic society, but, I mean, who knows how it would go if only veterans got to vote.
Well, that was part of how it was originally set up, is that the militia was everybody. I mean, every able-bodied man, and yes, men specifically, every able-bodied man was expected to have a weapon of their own that they kept in good condition and were trained to use. So every single man, see, the people that would vote, was expected to be able to defend territory.
So only gun owners get to vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
well, I mean, it's well, that's the thing.
Whatever your criteria is, so just.
Well, I mean, when this was more of a frontier, you were pretty much expected that you had a gun.
Sure.
Because why wouldn't you at that point? I mean, as it becomes more and more urban, there becomes less and less of a need to do that. But
for hunting purposes, perhaps.
Yeah.
And another point that's worth mentioning here is we already have a test to see whether somebody gets to vote or not. We call it the United States Citizenship Exam.
Oh.
The thing is we only administer it to people who were born outside of a given polygon.
I'm pretty sure there are non-citizens that casted a vote in this past election.
It could be. I don't know. But what I'm saying
is... I'm pretty sure there were non-living people that casted a vote in this election.
If you can't name how many states there are, or like some basic questions... perhaps your vote isn't as meaningful as somebody who, I don't know, can answer all those questions correctly.
So your vote is weighted based on your citizenship test score?
Not a bad idea. I'm, at this point, I'm willing to go for anything. It's not that I'm bitter about Trump losing. As a matter of fact, I think this is, I can make the argument this is the optimal libertarian solution. But, you know, it just stinks. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC? Ignored. New Wyoming congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about the Biden staffer who thinks that Facebook is shredding the fabric of our democracy. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. Richie, yesterday we did a an after show. I don't know if it's I don't think it's gotten played yet. It might be on this evening's show, as a matter of fact.
It's been uploaded to the appropriate place from my side, and I don't know what's it couldn't have been attached last night because last night was another interview. So
right, I believe it's going in tonight.
Yeah,
but it was about Sport Kilt.
Absolutely.
And both you and I have some kilts from SportKilt.com.
I have had Sport Kilts before they became an advertiser, which is why I reached out to them because I loved their product, and now I have four Sport Kilts.
Here's what I would like to the ladies out there. Christmas is coming, and oh. You know, maybe not the same old thing this year. Maybe a kilt for your man.
Absolutely.
It might be fun. So, sportkilt.com. I love mine. It's a high-quality, American-made stuff. It's great. So, I recommend it. Go to sportkilt.com. Use code FTL. Till the end of the month, you can save 15%.
That is my understanding.
That's 1-5, 15% on these high-quality, American-made kilts. sportkilt.com.
And Peakless here is a kilt owner, even if it's not a sport kilt at the moment. So we're all kilt guys.
Kilts are surprisingly manly. And make
not
a great
surprisingly,
start.
They're absolutely manly.
Well, it's surprising anything should be so manly.
Okay, that's fair.
It is remarkable how manly a kilt is.
Yeah, what I would say is that if you're going to get razzed by anybody about a kilt, it's about by somebody who doesn't have the guts to wear one.
Absolutely.
And is not a woman.
Yeah.
You know.
And
so,
to be fair, I've never been razzed while in my kilt.
Okay.
I have been complimented many times, you know, not just for, you know, the manliness of it, but just like, yeah, you got you're wearing a kilt, and it's gorgeous, and it's a sport kilt.
Yep. All I've gotten is compliments myself.
Yes.
So, you know, there you go. Sportkilt.com. Let's go to Robert calling in from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Hi. I just wanted to say that I heard what you said before about knowledge. It's important to know how to use a computer, how to think logically, how to have all the grassroots kinds of things that you have to do in daily life. But it's really not important to know actually all of the 50 states of the United States or their capitals or things like that, because you can look them up in a split second if you know how to use a computer. But if you don't know how to use a computer and you don't know how to calculate things and you can't think logically, you're in really, really, really big trouble. I can't imagine how anyone could vote for a guy who doesn't know GOD who that is or what that is, a guy who gives a long speech and campaigns for the U.S. Senate when he's actually trying to get into become the president.
To be fair, he probably just misspoke. Right,
he did misspeak a lot.
Understood, but he has spent 40 years in the Senate. Right, is only his third time running for president.
And I thought you were saying knows how many states there are, not their names or their capitals necessarily, but just knows how many states there are.
Right. I mean, I think that to me there should be a base of knowledge to just to be able to have an opinion on a subject.
Graduating high school.
Right. I mean, Robert, you know, you and I are smart guys, but anybody who comes to us for brain surgery is a fool. Because whether we're smart or not doesn't really matter. We're completely ignorant on the subject of brain surgery. So I wouldn't go around, and I'll tell you what, if you went around and did some man-in-the-street interviews on the streets of the United States and you asked people about brain surgery, these idiots would give you an opinion.
Yes, you're right about that. The thing is, anybody can be taught, well, anybody who opposed to average intelligence actually could probably be a brain surgeon. Anybody who dedicates to something and really wants to collect that knowledge and has a thirst for knowledge and a thirst for excellence and really wants to do a good job, you can do amazing things with an average mind.
Yeah.
The problem is that no parents, they're pressed to the wall. They have two or three jobs. They have no time for their children. Their children grow up wild. And once you reach a certain age, you lose that ability to think logically and to sit. I mean, to
well, if children are growing up wild, it probably has a lot to do with the fact that they're raised by the state.
Yeah,
I mean, the vast majority of the time that these children have is with state care, not their parents' care.
Certainly on weekdays.
Well, if they're really in bad shape, yes. But most of the time, they're just in the neighborhood walking around, maybe at home watching TV or playing some kind of games on their computer, you know, silly kinds of games.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, the thing is, they don't learn from it. They could put games in there that they would learn something from, but society doesn't do that.
I feel your pain.
Society's job to do that. I think it's your parents' job to see what their kids are. You know, I mean, if you're going to pay attention to what they're putting in their mouth, pay attention to what they're putting in their brain.
Well, if we're going to defend everybody's right to have kids, and then you're going to obviously see some very ordinary, if not diminishing, returns on your kid thing. On the other hand, eugenics has gotten a very bad name over the course of the last century. You know, let's take these good, smart, upstanding humans, breed them together in order to get better, smart, upstanding humans.
Well, the majority of eugenics programs tend to be government-run.
Indeed. You know, it's an issue.
And probably related to the welfare state, because the more you have, the more you have to care for. And so if you don't want to care for all that many, the best way is eugenics to get rid of the dumb ones.
Yeah, I think that what we are actually just sort of stuck with in the world is that, you know, society's full of poor people. You know, come up, get rich, and then once they get rich, the poor people at the bottom want the money of the rich people on top, and then you just have it all sort of cycle over in another place as it descends into a socialist cesspool.
Equality of outcomes. Like yep. The vice president-elect will have you believe.
Yeah.
And I care a lot more about getting rid of the bad ones, like the evil people, than the dumb ones, honestly.
Well, the evil ones, I mean, they're almost guaranteed a job.
Oh, yeah. Politics.
They recruit. Robert?
Yes, it's important to keep people on the straight and narrow. In other words, to keep people moving in a positive upward direction. And I know people who would have been a disaster in life, but their children, their wives, their parents, their brothers and sisters, they kept them on the right track. And if you have a family like that that's together, they'll do that, because some of the craziest people and most even deadly people, they have brilliant minds in a lot of cases, and sometimes they because their minds are a little screwed up. My mom said called it a crooked gene. People have a crooked gene. If you can keep them on track, they can do amazing things. I know a guy who designed airports, bridges, roadways, and tunnels, and he did an excellent job at those kinds of things. But he was on track to be in bad shape, but they didn't let him get it. His mom was and his father and the whole family was just around him to make sure that didn't happen.
Well, it begs the question: what do you do with those that don't have that familial support system? Right,
well, they go to prison.
but that's also when the state gets involved.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Well, and the better question, how do we form a society where that is the norm, where you actually have a family and a community beyond that family?
Robert, thank you for the call. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. I don't know. I think I was one of those kids. As a young person, something happened at 16 years old, and boy, did I go off the rails. And it wasn't good for a few years there. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought a land, sea, air, and the astral plane struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The United States has passed another milestone in the coronavirus pandemic, recording the 11 millionth case in the nation on Sunday. More than 150,000 new cases were reported on Sunday alone, adding up to 1 million new cases in the last week. More than 60,000 people remain hospitalized with COVID-19. In the last few days, several states have enacted some level of new restrictions in an attempt to slow the spread. Washington Governor Jay Inslee became the latest Sunday when he announced the closing of indoor dining and gyms and cut in-store retail capacities in his state. In the Caribbean Sea, Iota is now a Category 1 hurricane as it approaches Central America. Hurricane warnings are in effect all along the eastern coast of Nicaragua and the northeastern coast of Honduras. Iota is moving slowly toward shore, and forecasters say it could strengthen to a Category 4 storm by the time it makes landfall Monday night. This is USA Radio News. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is self-isolating after coming into close contact with someone who later tested positive for coronavirus. Johnson's government says he was exposed to a member of parliament who later tested positive for COVID-19 during a meeting on Thursday. Johnson has already been infected with the disease, spending 3 days in an intensive care unit back in April. In a statement, Johnson says he's not experiencing any symptoms and will continue working from 10 Downing Street. As President Trump's campaign continues legal challenges in several states, many have questioned the continued fight. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says everyone should want to see this process to the end. He tells Fox News that regardless of party, Americans should feel confident in the integrity of their electoral system.
I don't think it matters whether you're Republican or Democrat. You should want every legal vote to count. You should want every recount to be finished. And you should want every legal challenge to be heard. Because we believe our election should be fair, honest, and accurate.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're trying to get to this article here regarding what top Biden staffer accused Facebook of shredding the fabric of democracy. I love that. Love that headline.
It's not wrong.
Yeah.
Just surprising from the Biden camp.
Indeed. I like the irony. Oh, so you guys in Silicon Valley thought this was going to be, you'd support this candidate and everything would be, no, that's not going to go well.
They were just never Trumpers. That's it. Yeah. Anyone but Trump, but not Joe Jorgensen either.
The thing about Trump, look, again, I'm not a Trump supporter. I did not vote for Donald Trump.
But you would have. He just didn't meet your conditions.
I would have if he had pardoned Julian Assange, Ross Ulbricht, or Edward Snowden. At that point,
I'm pretty sure you would have voted for anybody that had done that.
Yeah. At that
but he
point,
specifically pledged Trump.
I will vote for Biden for his second term if he goes ahead and does one of those three guys, too. Because at that point, here's the reason. At the very least, I got something out of the deal. Because otherwise, why are you voting for these people? What do you think Joe Biden is going to do for you? What did Donald Trump do to you? What did Obama do to you?
You're going about this all wrong. You've got to say, if they promise that they will do this, then I'll vote for them, like everyone else.
Biden's going to put an end to coronavirus, an end to climate change, and give everyone universal basic income.
No, that's what he promised. That's not what he's going to do.
We'll see. He's not president yet.
Are we? Is the United States still in Guantanamo?
Well, you've got to pass the
bill. Where's the wall?
You've got to pass the bill to find out what's in it.
That's why Trump got voted out.
It's pork that benefits the politicians is what's in it. I mean, like, I'm only 49 years old, and I already know they're all lying. Imagine getting out of the streets, sharing a bottle of champagne with other people. Because, yay!
They're going to lie to us about how corrupt they are again!
We get a new guy to lie to us!
I like the one meme. It said, Biden's elected, so no more kids in cages. And the bottom was like, no more media coverage of kids
in cages. That's right. Let's go to Pat calling in from Pennsylvania. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Pat, good to talk to you. Hey, your suggestion earlier about they should take a citizenship test for voting, I think that's great, because every red-blooded American knows that there are 50 American states.
You know, well, there are 50 states.
I think it's going to be more than
Obama
one question.
To go to 57. So.
Well, that's right. Obama had the trail thing. You mentioned 57. Now, I think if you'd like tacked on the territories or something, it did go to 57. So maybe that's what he's trying to say.
Well, maybe he just has secret information that we don't get.
He knows something we don't. But and then while you were talking just a second ago here, you know, Trump ran on what he actually accomplished in just 4 years, but for 47 years, Biden's been trying to get stuff done, even 8 years of vice president. You know,
and the stuff he has gotten done is pretty distasteful.
He got a lot done.
Yeah. It's just yucky.
You know, the drug war, he had a big hand in that.
Right, and then he's going to be the one to end it, because I've got an article here that says that apparently there's a bill in that the feds are going to get out of marijuana or something like that.
Sure they will.
Pat, thank you for the call. Whoops, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-free, as in freedom. Let's go to Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
There's going to be a referendum coming up in Maryland in 1864.
What?
On the adoption of a new state constitution that bans slavery. Now, the question is, should we accept the outcome as long as all the ballots are counted fairly?
Is this a hypothetical?
It sounns like a hypothetical. So
it's probably a historical hypothetical.
Referendum.
No, I would say that you should not accept the outcome if the outcome says that slavery should remain. I think that an upright individual would say slavery's wrong, even if you can get a half plus one of people to say that it isn't.
But wrong and legal have never gone hand in hand.
Well, they've gone. You know, yeah, they have gone hand in hand, but they don't always. They seem to be incongruous.
Yes.
Now, let me go on here to this. The voting took place, and it looked like it was narrowly defeated, but then the Union soldiers' ballots came in, and that put it over, and it passed. Meanwhile, the Confederate soldiers didn't get to vote. And that's not fair. But so what? Slavery is not fair. And in Maryland, the slaves were freed by using ballots. Meanwhile, in Virginia, the slaves were being emancipated by using bullets. In a war.
So both are effective.
The war that was diverted into a war to free the slaves. It didn't start out as that, but
no.
That's what it turned into. But now
it was sort of a war to keep the slaves, though. I mean, in all fairness, the Civil War and slavery, you know, the American Civil War, whatever terminology you want to use, the War of Northern Aggression, however you want to call it, it was, although not, the slaves got a really crappy end of the deal in so much as the Emancipation Proclamation didn't free anybody inside the United States. Not a single slave already legally held in the United States was freed by the Emancipation Proclamation. Secondly, Sherman promises 40 acres and a mule to anybody who helps, any slave who helps them fight, and then doesn't give it to them.
Now, the other issue there, the slavery continued in Delaware until December 6, 1865, legally, and that's when the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution got ratified. Now, moving on, though, to something else. Election integrity also requires eliminating the ballot access requirements and start using ranked voting so people aren't afraid, instead of being afraid to vote for the best candidate and wind up voting for the second worst candidate, they would vote for the best candidate first and then rank them like that. And the way to handle election integrity, the issues that are coming up, is to print the ballots. You know, check printing firms are diversifying because people are using paper checks a lot less nowadays, but they could print the ballots with a serial number on it that's covered over when they issue these. And if your town gets 12,000 votes, 12,000 ballots, numbered 1 through 12,000, and then they're covered over, and you count them, and yep, there's 12,000 of them here, and give them one to a customer, and then to make sure that you don't double count, to make sure that you don't run one stack through twice and another stack through not at all, you peel off the tape that covers over the serial numbers, you stamp it with a time clock, and put it face down on a flatbed scanner, and you make a high-resolution bitmap image of it, and that goes on the elections website, and everybody can check, and you wind up with a list of, oh, here's all the serial numbers.
Yeah, you would know what your serial number was, and then you could check your ballot to see that it went through the way you would like it to.
So ballot's like a lotto scratcher. You scratch it off, and it's either valid or invalid.
It's a scratcher. Hey, Tom, didn't they vote on ranked voting or something in Massachusetts this most recent election?
I think they did, but I don't know.
I thought it was Maine.
I don't want to tell everybody else and have it turn out to be wrong.
He's absolutely right about ranked choice voting being the only way that you can avoid having a two-party system.
Well, and can you imagine if people were upset that it took like a few days to count the ballots this way? If you had to go and tabulate ranked choice
for
150 million?
I mean, honestly, so he's spelling out a much better system, but I mean, there's better systems than that that are much easier to do using cryptography.
Well, here's a system that would be relatively easy. Is you give everybody a blank ballot that just says the offices that people are running for. And then they can, if they can write in the name of the candidate, as long as you get close.
Well, then Jo Jorgensen would have got even less votes.
Well, she might have changed her name to Joe Jorg. either way, I mean, just as long as you get close, then people, at the very least, you know they know what they're talking about. Instead of just going in there and saying, oh, which ones have R's or D's behind their name? What a crappy way of deciding who gets to be in office. Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. Mark with you.
Vehicles Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Go to the website at freetalklive.com. You can get archives there that go back. It's all you have to do is look for the, you know, under archives and you'll find it. Or you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. And you can get episodes that go back, I mean, almost 20 years. Freetalklive.com. All for free. Let's go to Dee calling in from Tennessee. Dee, you're on Free Talk Live. Dee, oops, I pushed the wrong, it's not Dee's fault. It's my fault. Dee, sorry, say it again.
Yes, I have a question for you guys. I want to know, do you see us as a capitalistic nation, do you see us trending towards communism with this incoming possible president? I hate to say it, but...
What? Tell me...
define your terms.
Yeah, we're going to have term definitions here. I don't believe communism's possible on planet Earth. Not to say that people haven't tried it and wiped out millions in the process, but...
I know two very common definitions of communism. So there's the utopia that we get to by sharing things.
Everybody shares everything.
And there's lots of socialism.
Yeah.
And usually people will use one of those or the other, more or less. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, definitely socialism.
What's that?
We're going to lose our inalienable rights. We'll lose our constitutional rights. We will be told when and where and what to do and how to do it. And
oh, you're referring to our republic then?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, that's long gone.
Yeah.
Long gone.
I think democracy naturally erodes rights because, you know, people tend to think, well, I have 80% of people that agree with me on a particular issue, so, you know, your rights don't matter.
I mean, I can't think of a single, of the Bill of Rights, I can't think of a single one that we still have. I mean, the last one to fall
there's
was
no soldiers billeted
the
in my house.
Not in your house, but if you had a hotel, they can order you to house them.
Yeah, I'm
and
sure.
Have done it in the past. So yeah, no, we don't have rights anymore. They're gone. Now, as far as communism, I mean, oddly enough, Trump signed the CARES Act, which from my understanding, that puts the Federal Reserve no longer as a private organization, but directly under the Treasury. So government control of the means of distribution is now a reality. And with his activities with GM, ordering them to make what they were already making, they control the means of production, so government control of the means of production, government control of the means of distribution. Do we need anything else to call it quits on that?
I see. Well, I think that as a whole, as a nation, we've been disobedient to God, and so that's why we have lost our rights. What do you think about that?
Well... You're not going to like what I think about it, I'll tell you that.
No,
so,
go ahead.
Jesus Christ came to Earth for 33 years. I am to believe that Jesus is God, believing the standard Trinitarian belief system. And if that is so, God came to Earth, did not do so much as write one thing down, and didn't mention that slavery was wrong. And that one should wash their hands after going poop. I feel like there was a real window of opportunity lost there. So, you know, no, I don't. That's not my look at it. I think that, in fact, rights are they are an indication of ownership. So I have the right to drive my car because I own my car. Somebody else doesn't have the right to drive my car because they don't own it. Rights spring from ownership. I own my body, therefore I can speak. I can have my own mind. I can have my own religion inside of that mind. I can do all kinds of things. The right to my own conscience. So to me, I think that it is up to us to defend rights. And historically, humans have been kind of bad at that.
If you want to get into the concept of rights... my general opinion on it is it stems from one of two things, right? Mutual agreement or ability to defend, right? You have a right to drive your car because other people are going like, no, that's Mark's car.
Yep.
He can drive it. Or you have to defend your right to drive that car against their aggression, saying like, no, we're going to take that car from you and you're not going to be able to drive it.
Indeed.
So yeah, I think recognizing rights is the easiest way to avoid conflict.
Dee, I did filibuster on you. Please go ahead.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. So do those rights, do they come from God or do they come from man?
Well, I've seen two possible completely different ways of looking at this, but they really do converge on property. So, I mean, you can see it from the all of our rights come from God along with our gifts of, being able to think and speak. That's one way of looking at it. You can look at it a completely secular route, which basically goes into argumentation ethics, which is if we're going to have a conversation instead of something that isn't a conversation, then you've got to admit that it's my mouth and your mouth, and that I'm responsible for this mouth and you're responsible for that mouth. And if you just extrapolate that, then, okay, this is my body and I'm responsible for what it does. That's your body. You're responsible for what it does. So either way, you end up with self-ownership and property rights.
I believe that property rights were written into the fabric of the universe by God. Now, I don't necessarily believe any particular holy text that is ancient text that is in existence, but I kind of believe all of them to some extent. Like, I take my little bits here and bits there. So I think God exists, certainly. And I'll say that, I'm a Christian in so much as I was my education came from Christianity here in the United States. The problem is that after that foundation that I have, I then begin to disagree with everybody who calls themselves a Christian, which makes them mad, and I don't want to make them mad, but, That's where we're at.
So as the resident atheist, I will say, no, not from God. I will say man's ability to defend.
Man's ability to defend. Thank
you. I'm going to have the same problem with God that we had with communist and that I have with capitalist is, what do you mean? Because different people saying that word will mean very different things.
Indeed. That's one of the issues. D, thank you so much for a really great conversation, though, because that brings it up. Some people just look at God as kind of the, you know, the flow of life in the universe. And, well, I can, okay, I get it.
Some higher power of sorts.
It's a power higher than myself, right? I mean, you know, time is going to, I can't remember what they call it. Entropy is going to exist after I am gone. Presumably I'm going. I am having my head chopped off and thrown into soup kettle at alcor.org.
That is great.
Yeah. So maybe I'll be back. Presuming that they don't somehow figure out how to take my brain out and put it in a little jar that runs around on a robot body. I don't know.
Then you really would be the head in the jar example, and you would just be living your life as a head in a jar.
Yeah, why not? I mean, why not?
Well, I think the two of the most useful ways of looking at God are, A, the highest ideal.
Okay.
And, B, that thing that makes life possible in the universe.
Yeah.
So, like, there are certain principles that, over a long period of time, will make life continue to be possible. And that's basically what morality and ethics stems from, is over a long period of time, what works.
And what I struggle with is, I know what works on planet Earth in dealing with human beings. Listening to a book called Sapiens, it's a great read. Go ahead and check it out. I get my stuff on Audible, so I can, you know, it's better than listening to something music in the car. And in it, what they talk about is that the vast majority of people on the planet have an idea of what fairness is, and that they agree on what the fairness is.
Well, even rats have a certain idea of what fairness is, and they've measured that.
But there are a few societies that don't look at fairness at the same way, like they significantly deviate from the rest of us on what fairness is. And what my concern is do the aliens see morality and fairness the way that does the vast majority of us humans on the planet Earth?
And again, that's why it would have to stem from a mutual agreement, because otherwise it deviates to violence at some point.
And does fairness allow the aliens to work better together?
Well, I'm hoping that's the case.
They fly in the same ship. They have the same uniforms. It clearly works better.
Because, I mean, you know, that's the thing, right? Is violence, even to the biggest of among us, Peakless Mountaineer, or a sizable man, right? And in a fair fight, you're going to beat me. And just because of, you know, sheer God-given size.
Yeah, but you get five of you guys, and, like, I might have trouble.
Right? Or you turn around, you know, and hit you in the head with something. And suddenly, I'm in charge. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Can you answer my question? Do aliens have the same morality that we do? Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.